The Washington Post printed an op-ed last week calling for President Trump's impeachment. What made that sentiment unique is that it was signed by 17 former members of the Justice Department's Watergate Special Prosecution Team. One of the signees is Larry Hammond of Osborne Maladon, who has practiced law in Arizona since the 1970s. I spoke with Hammond earlier to get his perspectives and have him compare and contrast the current circumstances and those that led to the Watergate investigation. I started by asking why he and the others wanted this to be printed before the House has completed any kind of formal investigation.
The goal of the letter, I hoped, was to make clear that there was sufficient evidence now, right now, to proceed with impeachment proceedings in the House. We collectively felt that there was no doubt that based upon what is now available, as we itemized in the letter, would be sufficient for a vote of impeachment. Steve, it's important to keep in mind that by saying that we urge impeachment, we are not saying that we necessarily urge conviction in the Senate.
Okay.
That's obviously a separate step in the process, and one that we hope, as we said in our letter, that senators will approach with as open a mind as possible, which I think is all that any person could ask.
We in Arizona know about the role that Barry Goldwater and John Rhodes seemed to play in telling President Nixon at the time, sort of clarifying the numbers for him and how things were looking for him politically in that sense. There's a feeling that today things are even more partisan, that it might be that much more difficult to get anyone in the president's own party or anyone, let's say, prominent in the president's own party to tell him what's going on if it reaches that point. Does it feel more partisan to you than it did in the 1970s or no?
Well, there was a great shift in the years that are now considered part of the Watergate time period. At the outset, President Nixon's support was really very, very strong among Republicans. And I think if one had asked early on whether circumstances would arise that would cause Republicans to change their minds, I think many would have guessed at that, and many did guess, that it would never happen. And yes, I'm not a political expert, but certainly it's obvious that we are in politically divided times. But let me give you one example that I think may help illustrate why there is reason to hope that senators, particularly Republican senators, will approach a proceeding with an open mind. Senator Grassley is a well-known Iowa Republican, has been a supporter of this president throughout. But when the president said we should never consider seriously the words of a whistleblower in the Ukrainian matter, the first person to respond was Senator Grassley, who said, absolutely not. That from a senator who a year ago, I think people would have said, would have absolutely no interest in considering any information with respect to President Trump.
Was there a feeling at the time that, as a young attorney, that this was a scary time in the nation's history? Because it feels to a lot of people like this is a scary time. Our institutions falling apart. What is next? Did it feel dire or scary in any way? Or did it feel like, you know, we're doing our jobs and the system is set up pretty well?
No, it actually was very traumatic in many ways. Watching the president fire the attorney general, fire his immediate replacement was for, I think, many Americans and certainly lawyers and other people who cared about the Constitution considered a most enormous set of events. And then when he refused to comply with a subpoena from a grand jury, that case, as you probably know, went to the Supreme Court immediately. And a unanimous Supreme Court was called on to decide, could the president simply ignore a lawful subpoena? And the court said no. All of those things were, of course, very dramatic and charged. But if you look at the current events, the concern that I have as a lawyer, and as particularly as a former government lawyer, it's important that there be somebody in the government who cares deeply enough about doing it right to respond when a president says, I'm not going to respond to anything you ask. He simply doesn't have that power. And if he does, we are in a very bad way.
That is Attorney Larry Hammond of Osborne, Maladon, and Phoenix. He was part of the Watergate special prosecution team.